Let's go to Groton, Connecticut now and talk to another app listener. Welcome to the program, Dennis.
Yes, Jimmy. I've heard the description from y'all of why infant baptism is important and should not be delayed as sort of grant graces to the child. And I understand that when an adult enters the church, the catechumen must wait until in church entry, usually at Easter Vigil.
Mm-hmm.
Why is there this disparity and that we don't baptize the adults immediately and then wait for confirmation at Easter?
Okay. There's a very interesting answer to that, but we'll deal with it on the other side of the break. And Dennis, your question was, why do we baptize infants immediately, but adults usually have to wait until Easter? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, there are a couple of reasons. One of them is, and this is especially true historically, infant mortality is a big risk. It for some reason, the beginning of life outside the womb is a very fragile time for human beings. And historically, most people who died early died very close to their births. They died in the first days or weeks afterwards. And then as we grow and mature, the chance of death recedes. And for many years, it remains very low and until we become elderly, and at that point it starts going up again. But there was a big spike in mortality early in life, particularly in the ancient world before the advent of modern medicine. It was very, very common to lose infants and to have them perish very quickly. And so as a result of that, there is a greater urgency for infants to be baptized because they might die. And we'd want them to have God's grace working in their souls as soon as possible. Whereas if someone is an adult, the odds for most people of an imminent death are much lower. And so there's less of an urgency to have people baptized and brought into the faith once they're adults. They can wait a little longer without risk dying. Now, that's one reason. There's also another, which is this. If you're an adult, you need to be instructed in the faith that you're being baptized into. In the case of an infant, infants don't have the capacity to be instructed, and so there's no point in trying to instruct them. Instead, Christians would baptize their children, and then they would instruct them in the faith as they grow up. So they'd be baptized in anticipation of the education in the faith that they would be receiving. But if you're an adult, becoming a Christian, whether you're an adult or a child, becoming a Christian is a serious thing. And so if you're an adult, if you're becoming a Christian, you need to understand what you're embracing. Jesus talks, for example, in the Gospels about counting the cost if you're going to become one of his followers. And as adults, you need to do that. You need to understand the life that you're embracing and embrace it freely. And if you have a significant number of people who are looking to embrace it all at once, it can make sense to give them instruction as a group. Today, we call that RCIA, or the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults. And there are classes that parishes typically hold for people who are going to be baptized, so they can give them group instruction and help them all learn about the faith that they're going to be baptized into so that they can understand it and embrace it freely. And that's why the custom of baptizing catechumens together in a group arose. And since Easter is what we're uniting ourselves to, the Easter mystery, the Paschal mystery, the mystery of Jesus' death and resurrection, that seemed like the most logical point in the year at which to baptize a group of new initiates. And so that's why the group initiation tends to happen at that time of year rather than at some other type of year. There are, of course, exceptions. If someone is, for example, going to die or is at risk of death as an adult, well, then by all means, they don't need to wait until Easter to be baptized. In that case, they're in a situation more like an infant who has a higher risk of death. And so the practice historically would be to give them what instruction you can in the faith, even if it's just a very minimal amount of instruction, say just enough to understand the creed, but then go ahead and baptize them without waiting for Easter. Does that help?
That helps, absolutely. I think you all at Catholic Answers, I donated for the first time, and I'm coming into the faith, and the priests already say I seem to know more than most normal Catholics, just listening to you all every day. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dennis. Welcome home. Congratulations. Thank you for your generosity. And please give us a call here again in the future when we can be of help, okay?
Thank you, Kelly, for your time, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much.